following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Hello, friends. How you doing? I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for taking us along with you today. Wherever you are, whatever you happen to be doing, we are happy to be along for the ride. Because as I always say, you guys act as the perfect buffer between all of the Roxbury players. Because if we were stuck in here just with each other, it would get very challenging by the end of the hour. But it helps us to know that you are out there listening, both of you. And I'm happy to have in the studio with me today the man I like to call Big Brother, because he's always watching TV when there's work to be done. Jim Weaver.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, hee, hee, ha, ha. Jolene, how are you?
I am good. You good?
Yep.
I know we were busy this week.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, another week. That's pretty much what it is.
You look kind of tired. I know you need to get some rest.
Yep.
And that is cool, cool, cool. I've only got one favor to ask you. Won't ask you to hang around for a long time today. I'll tell you about the favor a little bit later on in the show. Just tell me one thing. I know she's still quite young, but baby Sarah, holidays are always a fun time around the house with a new baby. So what's going on?
Little Miss Sarah, absolutely. She has got a big Easter holiday weekend coming up here when lots of Easter eggs and candy. And you know, she's almost one.
A year old, you better not be giving that baby candy. I'll bop you. Her birthday's coming up.
Coming up on the 1st.
Monday.
Yeah, April Fool's, baby. That's right.
You're going to have an Easter Bunny birthday party?
No, we're not going to do the party. We're going to wait and do it the weekend after because a lot of people wouldn't be able to make it.
Oh, yeah, lots of family gatherings going on. I know you're so excited. Your eyes just light up when you talk about that little grandbaby.
Looking forward to it. Oh, I can't believe it's been almost a year already. That's crazy.
Yep, burrs.
It's crazy.
Now, speaking of which, I do need you to stick around until the third segment. Then you can go nap.
Okay.
Stay tuned to FM Talk 106.5 for a little bit of factual fun on...
History du jour!
And other, points of interest. Or maybe not.
This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. March is Women's History Month, from athletes to artists, pilots to poets, and all the visionaries in between who paved the way for generations of women. Stand by for an entertaining and informative segment about some of the iconic women who shaped history. How can I say the segment is entertaining if I haven't heard it yet?
Well, that hurts. You don't trust me by now?
I trust you. It's all those other people that concern me.
What are you talking about?
Hey, dudes!
No one in this room is a dude.
Dudettes?
That's what I'm talking about.
Why can't I be in the segments, huh?
You're not a girl, Earl.
I'm feeling kind of girly today. I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty.
All about women, Earl.
Well, that's just not fair, man.
As a mother of two, Marianne Donovan was frustrated by the repetitive task of changing her youngest child's soiled cloth diapers. She sat down at her sewing machine with a shower curtain and made a waterproof diaper cover to keep her baby and surrounding areas dry. Her next project was a fully disposable diaper, for which she invented a special type of paper that was not only strong and absorbent, but took water away from baby's skin. She then took her finished finished product to every large manufacturer in the country, but once again she found no takers. It was not until a decade later Victor Mills drew upon Donovan's vision to create Pampers. Can you believe so many people thought a disposable diaper was impractical? Apparently, none of those people had ever been peed on. This is Belle Cadeau. Stay tuned to FM Talk 106.5 for more History du Jour. Presented by... Where'd she go? Brought to you by Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. Oh, there you are. You missed your cue. Don't you love these segments?
These are factually accurate, right?
Well, of course they are, dear.
Come on, give this girl Earl a whirl.
For the past 10 minutes, my mother has been holding. But it's okay, Jim has been talking to her. Hello, Mom.
Hey, Jolene, it's Mama.
Hey, Mom, what's wrong?
I need you to go to the drugstore for me and refill my antidepressants.
Oh, you need to let me know when you're starting to get low.
I know, I just forgot. I haven't been this low down feeling since they canceled the only two soap operas I've ever watched in my entire life.
Oh, I'm sorry. Which two were those?
Oh, My Children and One Life to Live, Jolene.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I know those were your favorites.
I used to watch soaps while I rocked all you guys to sleep when you were little babies.
Oh.
Just reminds me of days gone by, Jolene, when your dad used to go off to work and I was home all day with you kids.
I do remember that, when we were all by ourselves.
Yeah, and I'd always have to go hunt down the damn keys to the liquor cabinet.
Didn't know that part, but doesn't surprise me.
Your dad never would hang those keys back up in the garage. Used to make me so mad.
Soap operas, Mom?
Well, I just remember watching them every day. That's how I got hooked on them, you know?
Sorry.
Well, I guess they just ran out of things to do.
It happens.
So I need you to go refill my prescription.
I'm sorry, Mom. I can't get away from the studio, though.
Well, can you send Jimmy?
I could.
And tell him to pick up some of those Russell Stover chocolates I like.
What kind?
He knows. And remind him not to pick up any of those nasty Easter peeps. Oh, and I'm running low on my lady pants. He knows which ones I wear.
I think he does.
Tell him to look for the pink package.
Okay.
Yeah, and the one they got out this month comes with one of those lights that you clip on your book at night so you can watch yourself read.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah.
You don't like to read.
Well, I don't, but I want one because they're free.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll give Jim your lists.
All right.
He'll be thrilled.
Tell him not to get the generic kind.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Love you, baby.
Love you too, Mama. She did get depressed when they canceled those soap operas.
And now, the last episode of One Life to Lose.
Cynthia, it's time for us to confess our love to your husband, Bob.
I'd love to, Edgar, but... Bob and I aren't married.
Well, hurry up and get married so we can confess, so I can go on and have an affair with Gloria.
If I'm going to marry Bob, I'll have to ditch George.
You're seeing George? That two-timer.
Why are we advancing all our various plots so fast?
Because this is our last episode. We need to wrap things up.
Oh, well, let's get started. Frank was unjustly accused and is getting out of prison.
The Finster twins have discovered they're not really twins, although they're still identical.
Harvey didn't really murder Gladys, who isn't really dead, and the star witness in the case is the illegitimate daughter of the judge.
The town floozy really has a heart of gold and is becoming a nun.
Is that everything?
Tip of the iceberg, but we've run out of time. Cynthia, I've always loved you.
Well, that's awkward, considering I used to be your brother.
Tune in. Never for the next episode. Like sand that sits in a broken hourglass, this has been One Life to Lose.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
It's time to crank up the Jolene Roxbury Wayback Machine.
Live from the Gefilte Fish Radio Network.
And now, tips for domestic bliss with Sadie and Estelle.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tips for Domestic Bliss. I'm Estelle Montgomery.
And I'm Sadie Fabre.
You know, Estelle, I can tell you that my Lawrence gets very agitated when I spend too much money. Is Fred the same way?
My husband cries when I go shopping.
Did you know, Estelle, that my Lawrence was able to supply all the copper wiring in our house by stretching pennies, Estelle? I'm telling you, the man is cheap.
It's a terrible problem. That's why we're here today to share with all you girls out there our solution.
You're exactly right, Estelle. We can help alleviate the stress by sharing with you the secret of the little red pen.
What's that? A little red pen?
Well, actually, you can use a marker as well.
Like a regular red marker.
Best thing you can do is get you a fine tip Sharpie marker.
If you ain't got one, you don't have to worry. They sell them everywhere.
These are sold at any of your office supply stores or at Super Target.
Oh, I love Super Target.
Super Target, where there's also a deli where you can always get a nice lunch.
Excellent lunches.
At a very affordable price.
All right, girls, what we're going to learn today is how to change the price tag on your merchandise after you bring it home to avoid spousal sticker shock. You know what I'm saying? All right, Sadie, get us started.
First thing you want to do is take some scissors and snip off any extra tags.
That's right, Sadie, because extra tags tend to make shit look really f***ing expensive.
Yeah, you know, like sometimes when there'll be an extra tag on there, like it has an extra button or something, or a sequin or something like that on there.
An extra thread color?
Well, snip them right off.
Snip it.
And get rid of them, preferably in your neighbor's trash can, where they've hidden all the cigarette butts for the more 1000s they're smoking.
Or slip a few in the trash can at church.
It's best to burn them.
Burning is always best.
But if they're made from coated paper, well, they stink to high heaven.
Like burnt rubber. This happened to Sadie once. Sadie, tell him.
I remember after a particularly large haul at TJ Maxx, I set fire to about 40 tags.
Disgusting horror.
The whole house smelled like I had set our above-ground pool on fire.
Like burning rubber.
Like one of those big Bob Marley joints on fire.
Burning a blunt. And the thing is, Fred will give me like the third degree, right, when I come in from shopping. And he like won't take my word for it. He's got to go into the trash and find my receipts, right? What about Lawrence?
Oh, I know what you mean. I once found my Lawrence going through the trash can in the kitchen looking for my Macy's receipt.
It's humiliating. I mean, who is he to stand there and berate me for spending money, huh? That's when I decided to start changing the prices.
It's easy. You can write in any price you want.
Any price you want.
I would suggest keeping it realistically conservative.
Keep it real.
I found that 50% is very believable. This will help keep peace in any marriage.
Works for me. That's this week's tip for domestic bliss. I'm Estelle Montgomery.
I'm Sadie Fabre.
We'll be back next week.
You've been listening to Tips for Domestic Bliss with Sadie and Estelle. Are you having difficulties with your smartphone?
Uh-huh.
When you want to make a call, do you wonder where the buttons are?
Where are they?
When you attempt to swipe to a new page, do you always accidentally activate some app that takes 10 minutes to figure out how to get
no.
rid of? Do you know what an app is?
No.
Does your brain have an app gap?
Huh?
Then your problem, my friend, is that your smartphone is smarter than you.
You said it.
That's why we offer Stupid Phones.
Oh, boy!
Yes, there's a Stupid Phone perfect for you. From the Wile E. Coyote Clever Phone with limited Acme apps, down to the Homer Simpson Basic Phone with rotary dial.
Marge, what's the number for 911?
So if your smartphone is smarter than you, go stupid.
Kay.
Just send a signed blank check to I'm Stupid, 555 Flatline Road.
Kay.
Show your phone who's boss.
Kay.
We're coming right back with more show, so meet me right back here. Yeah.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Thank you guys so much for allowing us to visit with you wherever you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself up to this Easter weekend. You know, one of the things I have been trying to do is get the bunch of us together to do an Easter song. Do something simple, but of course, nothing is simple around here. And also, unless it's holiday meal time, there are always a couple or three of us missing, or they just show up at different times. So sometimes when I'm putting things together, I have to take what I can get. And this go around, I had available Earl T, let's be honest, he's usually available, and Kane with Coastal Traffic. My concern with the two of them doing any sort of musical production together was that, well, if you've ever heard Kane do the traffic, he talks kind of fast. And Earl, not so much. Kane's thoughts move quickly. Earl's, not so much. But gotta move forward with it. Be joyous about it, right? We'll see how this works out.
Here comes Peter Cottontail hopping down the bunny trail.
That's fast.
Hibbity hopping, Easter is on its way, here it comes, you can't avoid it.
Earl, you're too slow.
Bringing every girl and boy baskets full of Easter joy.
And you're too fast. This was a mistake, putting you guys together. Okay, Kane, you got the second verse. Slow it down just a little bit.
He's got jelly beans for Tommy.
Jelly beans!
Colored eggs for Sister Sue.
Sister Sue.
There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bonnet, too.
Orchid!
This is the worst. This is horrible.
Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail.
This is so bad.
I've been down the bunny trail.
Hippity hobbity, hippity hobbity, hippity hobbity.
Happy Easter day, oh yeah.
That was the single worst thing I've heard on this show this week. Earl T. and Kane from Coastal Traffic. Yeah. You know, Coach is supposed to be handling the auditions, and I'm using the air bunnies, air quotes there, auditions. I'm not supposed to be having to handle all of this. Ooh, he's on the phone. Hey, Coach.
All right, Jolene.
All right.
I don't have a lot of time to mess with y'all.
I know.
Which is why I'm phoning in for some auditions.
Okay.
I hope we have some participants for the Easter song.
We do. We do. We have some. Kane with Coastal Traffic and Earl T just kind of sort of did an audition. But I do have some that, you know, I want you to hear the rest of these.
Okay. Who's up first?
Jim Weaver.
Jim Weaver?
Yeah, he's right here with me.
Hey.
Yeah, thanks for making me drive all the way to Texas to try to help you be a happier, more joyful person.
Jim.
I hope you appreciate the effort, Jim Weaver.
He does, and he's ready to go.
All right. Let's hear it.
I'm ready. You ready?
Everybody's ready. Go.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the trail. Hippity-hoppity. Sorry, I got stuck. Easter's on its way, bringing every girl and boy a basket full of Easter joy. Thanks make your Easter bright and gay.
You sound like Porky Pig. Have you been drinking?
All right, I've heard enough. That's just pure awful, Jim.
It is awful, Jim.
What?
Next?
I'm going to go sit down over here now.
Yeah, do that. Next, we've got an FM Talk 106.5 contributor.
All right, let's see if this guy's a good fit. Who we got?
Quinn Hillier.
Quinn Hillier?
Yeah.
Yeah, this probably ain't going to work.
Why not?
Let's give it a shot.
It might work.
Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail.
Hippity hoppity.
Hippity hoppity, happy Easter day.
Was that Sean Sullivan? I think it was Sean.
Hippity hoppity.
Hippity hoppity.
Hippity hoppity.
Hippity hoppity.
It is Sean.
Hippity hoppity. Hippity hoppity, happy Easter day.
What is he doing? Is he...
You'll wake up on Easter morning and you'll know that he was there. When you find those chocolate bunnies that he's hiding everywhere.
You know, Sean Sullivan did want to sing all by himself, but I wouldn't let him do it.
Hippity hoppity, hippity hoppity, hippity hoppity, hippity hoppity, hippity hoppity, hippity hoppity, hippity hoppity.
He's finally snapped.
Hippity hoppity, hippity hoppity.
Sean Sullivan has finally snapped. And you're hearing it right here on the JRVH. Sean has snapped. And Coach, I'm sorry, Quinn, he insisted on just speaking his parts.
He'd be better fit for spoken word night at a coffee shop.
Ooh, please don't get him worked up. Nobody wants to hear that.
Look, Jolene, you got to do better than
this. I'm trying. It's not my fault. Sniffing his lavender. It helps his stress levels.
I'll be coming up to the farm this afternoon, and we'll just go from there. Bye-bye, Jolene.
Easter will be over with by the time he gets up here. That's okay. If he can make something good happen, we'll save it for next season. We do want you guys to follow us on Facebook. Just search the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, and there we shall be. Remember also to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. It is free, and if you do that, you will have available on demand at your fingertips all your favorite local shows, and you can also communicate directly with The Morning Show, Dan and Dalton, and Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan, provided he gets over whatever was wrong with him during the Easter production. Right now, Belle Cadeau is getting a head start. She's got some great nieces and nephews who are graduating from high school. very soon. So, she's in charge of hors d'oeuvres. I'm worried. Let's go to a previously recorded beachside episode of Belle's Kitchen. I have no doubt this will be something simple and delicious that all of us can prepare.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was preparing the menu for my nephew's graduation party, and I noticed the heavy hors d'oeuvres were a bit...
disgusting?
Heavy.
Oh.
I mean, these are teenagers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to add a bit more finger food.
Okay.
Even though the thought of them actually touching food with their disgusting little hands is just...
Okay, come on.
Sorry.
Okay.
It's another recipe with Zatarain's red beans and rice mix.
Awesome.
I just love it.
Me too.
This is red bean and rice party dip.
Did somebody say party, dude?
Just keep going.
We're going to start by preparing the red beans and rice as per the directions on the box.
Okay.
Now, we've done that a couple of times already, Jolene, so I'm hoping you've retained something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, except we're going to use a little less water this time since we do want it to be a bit thicker when we're done. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in a blender, we will place the following. 1 cup salsa.
All right.
Oh, add your red beans and rice. And I need you to get 2 8-ounce packages of softened cream cheese from...
Philadelphia?
No, the refrigerator.
I was talking about what brand of cheese.
Whatever.
Okay.
Add 2 cups of shredded cheddar cheese.
How about...
any brand of cheddar cheese.
I wasn't going to ask.
Oh, and we'll need 2 tablespoons of chopped jalapeno peppers.
Now, those I have. I did have.
Check the bottom shelf, dear.
I am. They're not here. They're gone.
Jalapeno peppers, man?
Yeah.
Is that what those were? Whoa.
Earl, I told you not to touch our stuff in the fridge.
I ate the whole jar, man, like days ago.
The whole jar. That was a huge jar of peppers.
Oh, and hey, Miss Bell.
Yes?
I think we got a problem with the exhaust fan down below.
Oh, no.
Did you break the fan?
I think I, exhausted the exhaust fan, man.
Oh.
I had to run it for a while, you know, so to speak.
I don't doubt it after a whole jar of jalapenos. Okay, let's keep going.
Look, we can skip the peppers. Not everybody likes those anyway. Some people can't handle it. You want peppers? You can't handle the peppers. That's my Jack Nicholson. What do you think?
Interesting.
All right, so leave them out. We're going to put all of this in a blender. Start it up, Jolene.
Whoa!
Covering the blender first.
I'm sorry. I'll get
Look
it.
At this
I got it.
Mess. Jeez. We're going to process until it is smooth. Afterwards, spoon it into a chafing dish to keep it warm and serve with tortilla chips.
Hey, I used to have to wear one of those.
Wear one of what?
A chafing dish.
You wore a chafing... I don't even want to ask.
Yeah, like when I used to play on our lodge softball team.
Oh.
Oh, everybody had to wear a chafing dish.
I believe you're talking about a cup, Earl.
Oh, no. We had some really big dudes in our team, man. So it was definitely a dish.
Okay, that's enough.
Thing was, it would protect you from getting hit by the ball, man.
Uh-huh.
But it sure did chafe.
Okay.
I still have a rash to this day.
Okay.
You want to see?
No.
You sure?
Very.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Earl, honey, I have to tell you, I don't mind you being here.
Yeah, thanks for letting me stay on the Zatamaran, dude.
All right.
Oh, Miss Bell.
Yeah?
Feel free to not check and see if there's any beer left in the refrigerator.
Oh.
Or any of those jello treats you made for your niece's baby shower.
Earl, you were not supposed to eat any of those. They're sugarless. My niece is diabetic. Jolene!
Come to think of it, it's probably best to stay out of the galley altogether from now on.
Earl, how can we do... We got a cooking segment, Earl. We have to be in the kitchen.
That's 2 rooms you need to stay out of.
Gross.
It's time to go anyway. See you next week, dolls.
Well, later, dude! Bye!
Thank you guys for visiting with us. It's so much more fun when we are all together. We will be right back with more show and our new birthday segment.
Hi, I'm a high-strung college student, and even I listen to the Jolie and Roxbury Variety Hour. Because, I mean, they're all weird and unbalanced, just like me. And my tuition costs so much money.
There's the answer I was looking for.
Has this ever happened to you?
Oh my God! Somebody's trying to break into our house! Honey!
I done told you! The unemployment office don't open till 8. Now go back to sleep!
You idiot! Open the safe! We have to protect the kids! All of our things, my jewelry! Where's that monkey at?
What's the problem?
I'm trying. It's stuck.
Oh, we're all gonna die.
Can't get to him.
What would you do in this situation? When your family is threatened, how will you protect them if you can't get to your monkey quickly?
Get out of there, Luther. Get him out.
I'm trying. It just won't open.
Loser.
We need a safe, reliable way to contain our primate.
It's a fact. This year, 1 in 10 homes will be invaded. You know this, but you don't want guns in the house. You've exercised your Second Amendment rights and secured a primate to protect you and your family. But how can you be sure your monkey will be ready when it comes time to defend you? At Primate Vault, our store boasts over 44,000 square feet of an unbeatable selection of safes, cabinets, and vaults for your home or office. Primate Vault offers state-of-the-art protection for your monkey so you can be ready.
Rhonda, call the police! I'm fixing to go apeshit on this dude!
Primate Vault is proud to represent top manufacturers and offers all standards and sizes. Your primate will love our vast selection and expertise, and you'll love our free shipping. Make sure you, your loved ones, and your valuables are well protected. Invest in your future. Get a Primate Vault in your home today, and check out our new Primate Vault with Identiscan.
What's that?
Gain control of your monkey with only your fingerprint.
Huh?
That's right. With a simple swipe of the hand, your Primate Vault recognizes your DNA.
You mean like if I have a booger on my finger or something, it checks it?
Something like that, yes.
Let me try.
Just don't get too close.
Ow, hit me! And protect all your important papers and valuables from water damage with our newly designed marsupial waterproof safes. Our waterproof safes are smaller, more portable, and have a waterproof seal to keep their contents and your marsupials dry. Choose from many different styles of locks, such as security latches, key locks, combination, and programmable digital locks. Many of our marsupial safes include additional features such as mounting hardware, adjustable shelves, drawers, wheels, live locking door bolts.
Hey, what's a marsupial?
Don't be ignorant, Luther.
Huh?
Marsupials is any viviparous, non-placental mammals such as possums, kangaroos, wombats, and bandicoots.
What's a bandicoot?
A bandicoot? It's kind of like Nancy Pelosi, except they don't go on TV talking a lot of ignorant all the time.
I don't know what was so great about the Depression, but that's the name they give it.
Take advantage of this special radio offer and purchase your Primate Vault Factory Direct. Our factory-trained technician will deliver and install to ensure your monkey is comfortable, content, and rested when it comes time to defend your family. No representation is made that the quality of the primate protection services to be performed is greater than the quality of primate services performed by other monkeys.
A monkey is a primate and not a type of ape. An ape is a primate and not a type of monkey. A chimpanzee is a type of ape. So it's a primate, but not a monkey.
When it comes to your family's safety, we don't monkey around.
Thanks, Primate Vault!
I am not cleaning up that monkey poop.
You know, a bunch of us were sitting around the other day listening to some vintage commercials we ran across. I just wanted to play this one because it could be just me, but I found this one amusing. It's a commercial for Arid deodorant. I don't know what year this is from. I'm thinking sometime around the 40s because he makes reference to a husband coming home from the war. And it talks about how Arid deodorant can actually help your marriage. Even rescue friendships. Check this out.
Is the sweetheart you married the husband you expected him to be? Has the war created new problems for you in your marriage? To answer these and other personal problems brought in by your friends and neighbors, Arid presents John J. Anthony, founder of the famed Marital Relations Institute, in a brand new program of daily sessions of kindly and helpful advice. Just as Mr. Anthony, by examples in this studio, is helping thousands of men and women solve their personal problems, Arid, too, is helping thousands to solve the important personal problem of underarm perspiration. Arid helps you avoid perspiration damage to clothes and safeguards friendships. Use Arid every day. It helps stop perspiration safely, and at the same time, Arid is a most effective deodorant.
Can you imagine a family gathered around the radio? Everybody's looking at the other going, you stink. They're talking about you. Yeah, I know. It's probably just me. Nowadays, you can phone into a show like this one here for relationship advice.
Genuine, sensitive, and overflowing with empathy. She understands. She's got your romantic dedication. It's time for Love Light with Vernell.
Greetings, everyone. We have a caller on the line ready to share her heartbreak with us. But first, a word from Frank's Feminine Truck Wash.
Hi, this is Frank Hawthorne for Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. If your truck still smells like her...
Is that Estee Lauder youth do? Stinks.
And you don't want it to smell like her.
Wait a minute. That's Love's Baby Soft.
Wash it down and hose that thing out with Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. Frank's patented Neutralizer X washes away every last embarrassing skank molecule so you can ride your new gal around town with utmost confidence.
That's what I'm talking about. Love that new truck smell.
Don't let her know what you settled on before she showed up.
What's all this garbage in your car for? I didn't even know Massengill made no pest strip.
Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. Available in Island Breeze and New Leather. Also, use Frank's Super Sucker Vacuum to clean out those telltale gum wrappers, dropped makeup bottles, and forgotten panties.
Whose is these? Frank, whose drawers is these in your truck box?
Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. We get you from X to next.
Get me some Marlboro Lights and a pack of teeth whitening gum. Oh, man, I just spilled all my sunflower seeds.
Wash it down and hose that thing out with Frank's Feminine Truck Wash.
We have Barbara on the line.
Vernell, this feller I've been dating, he just doesn't have any time for me anymore. And he's a big guy. You know, he's a husky.
He's a husky?
Uh-huh.
You're dating a dog, Barbara?
No, I mean he's a big fella.
Oh.
And he loves food.
Mm-hmm.
A little too much. He would go by himself to the buffet rather than spend the evening with me.
Oh.
And, he's really selfish.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, if he's sitting on the couch and has a canister of poppycock.
Poppycock, Barbara?
You know, the caramel with the nuts and the popcorn?
Mm-hmm.
He won't share it with me.
Mm-hmm.
And, he flew into a rage the other night when I went after one of his Chips Ahoy.
How did that make you feel, Barbara?
Oh, it was horrifying. Anyway, I just wondered if you would please play that song for me about the girl who broke up with her boyfriend because he was cheating on her with a roast beef sandwich.
We have the perfect song for you, Barbara. This song goes out to all you girls out there who need to get even with a man.
Got more of that pie.
Right now, he's probably rolling out on the handicap ramp cause the stairs a little risky. Right now, he's probably gonna stop for a dozen glazed hot, likes his cream a little crispy.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, he's probably driving through for a supersized goo apple pie with his combo.
Make it a triple.
Cause he don't know.
Quadruple.
That I rub my rear end several times on that shaker full of salty pours on his fries. Wipe two boogers on his double cheese. I put chocolate X-Lax in his cookie dough, then broke his zipper so he can't go. Maybe next time he'll think before he eats. You gonna finish that sandwich?
Don't even look at my sandwich, woman.
Right now, he's probably in the kitchen with a big piece of cheesecake drenched in tapioca. Right now, he's probably saying, I'm full. Needs an Alka-Seltzer or a bucket full of Pepto. Right now, he's probably hanging on for his dear life to that bathroom commode. Oh, he don't know that I rub my rear end several times on that shaker full of salty pours on his fries. Wiped my boogers on his double cheese. I put chocolate X-Lax in his cookie dough.
Hey.
Then broke his zipper so he can't go.
What's wrong with the zipper?
Maybe next time. I gotta go, man.
You even got a pair of pliers. Jaws alive. Yeah.
Won't even share a bag of cookies with his best girl. So the next time that he eats.
Oh.
Here we go again.
Did I rub my rear end several times on that shaker full of salty pores on his fries? Wipe two boogers on his double cheese. I put chocolate X-Lax in his cookie dough. Broke his zipper so he can't go. Maybe next time he'll think before he eats. Oh, maybe next time he'll think.
As if me and we broke up.
Yeah.
Because I can still make the dinner buffet.
Oh. We are all kookadoodle. Keeps us sane, actually. Sometimes you just gotta go. Helps you deal with everything else for the rest of the week. Because laughter releases those endorphins, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's good for you. It's official.
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure by releasing endorphins, which counteract the negative effects of stress. And in law enforcement, that's a very valuable tool to have. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you so much, Sheriff. That means a lot. Could I get you to change one thing, though? We like to say laughter releases endorphins.
Jolene, I grew up on the Gulf Coast and spend a lot of time on the water, and I've never seen an endorphin.
Oh, they're not in the water. They're invisible. They come out when you laugh.
Oh, okay.
Follow the show on Facebook. It's easy. Just search the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, and there we shall be. Also, you need to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. Right there, you can have at your fingertips all your favorite local shows on demand, including this one. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. Don't you go anywhere.
Did you know that Jolene and the Roxbury Players do their entire show in the nude? It's a good thing we never installed that webcam. We'll be back after these messages.
Stay tuned to FM Talk 106.5 for a little bit of factual fun on
History du jour
and other, well, points of interest. Or maybe not.
This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. March is Women's History Month. From athletes to artists, pilots to poets, and all the visionaries in between who paved the way for generations of women. Stand by for an entertaining and informative segment about some of the iconic women who shaped history. How can I say the segment is entertaining if I haven't heard it yet?
Well, that hurts. You don't trust me by now?
I trust you. It's all those other people that concern me.
What are you talking about?
Hey, dudes!
No one in this room is a dude.
Dudettes?
That's what I'm talking about.
Why can't I be in the segments, huh?
You're not a girl, Earl.
I'm feeling kind of girly today. I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty.
All about women, Earl.
Well, that's just not fair.
Perhaps one of the most famous toys in American history. Woman inventor Ruth Handler designed the doll that would become an American cultural icon. While watching her daughter play with paper dolls, Ruth set out to invent a grown-up, three-dimensional doll that girls could use to act out their dreams. These dreams, of course, included the presence of breasts and what many would later call unrealistic body proportions. Apparently, these folks had never seen a rap video. She named the doll after her daughter, Barbara. Later on, a male counterpart doll would be named after her son, Ken, whose, how do I say this, packaging was clearly lacking, as his body had no proportions to speak of, bless his heart. This is Belle Cadeau. Stay tuned to FM Talk 106.5 for more History du jour, presented by... Where'd she go? Brought to you by Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. Oh, there you are. You missed your cue. Don't you love these segments?
These are factually accurate, right?
Well, of course they are, dear.
Come on, give this girl Earl a whirl.
No, we are not. But I want to give a special thank you to Ginger Pointer for hosting our Women's History Month segments. We're not an easy bunch to put up with. And also all the support she has shown us since the fall. We appreciate it very much. We have had a lot of fun. And your sweet little granddaughters, too. They were a lot of help. And if anybody out there listening would like to become part of the show and support us as well, just get in touch with us. It is very easy to do. You can do that through our Facebook page, or you can email me directly, Jolene@JoleneRoxbury.com. Okay, so Jim is telling me that Reggie is on the phone, and he's a bit peeved that he was not given the opportunity to participate in the Easter song, which, as we all know, was a complete train wreck. But did you expect anything else, really? But he really doesn't have a reason to be aggravated because, you know, he was informed about it. They all get the same memos, the emails, rather. They all get the same emails and texts. Whether or not they pay attention, whether they actually read the email, read their text, listen to their voicemails, well, that's another matter. So, Reg, you got about 30 seconds. That's all I'm going to tolerate.
Well, now, here come Peter Cottontail, hopping down the Bunyan Trail.
Bunyan Trail?
Hopping to Easter on the way.
Bunyans? Listening area, I apologize.
They got jelly beans for Tommy, scrambled eggs for Sister Sue.
Scrambled eggs?
Hippity hoppity, hoppity hoppity, Easter day. Happy Easter, everybody.
Okay, that is enough. You know, something I wanted to start doing back when we first brought the show back on the air in November, I wanted to do a birthday segment. Now that the show is local, we're only in one market. We're only on FM Talk 106.5. Very happy to be home. We can do local birthdays, lots more local stuff. And of course, this week, I waited till the very last minute to send out any kind of notice from our Facebook page. You know, there are a few of us. I think there's what, Jim, five people that are admins on our Facebook page. So you never know who's going to post what. And to be honest, we really don't post a whole lot. We put up our podcast and that's usually about it. But I did send out a message to let folks know if you have a birthday announcement coming up over the next week or one that happened this week, you know, to send it in to us because we're only on once a week. So you can spread those birthdays out for the 7-day period. We can cover them all. So I didn't get that many requests this week, but that's okay. Maybe we'll get more next week. I wanted to do something snappy, catchy, and I guess kind of hokey, but that's me. Anybody who knows me, I'm kind of hokey. So here we go, birthday people.
We heard you're having a birthday.
Happy birthday, Charlotte Robinson.
And so we'll sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Gabby Pettigrew.
Oh. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Hey, it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Dr. Drew Reeves.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Hey, it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
And to Nancy Phillips, my sweet friend from high school.
We hope you'll have a happy birthday.
A happy birthday.
Some family time or a me day.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Hey, it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
And my big sister Iris, I love you.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Hey, it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
You might get some presents and eat lots of cake. We'll help you kick things off the Roxbury way. Yay, yeah.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Hey, it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
I love that little tune. We just started this off the cuff this week, so if you guys want us to announce your birthday on next week's show, send us a message through the show's Facebook page or email me, Jolene@JoleneRoxbury.com. Because the more birthdays we have, the less you have to listen to me sing. I hope you guys have had a really fantastic weekend, and if you haven't, I hope that we were able to lift your spirits just a little bit. Remember to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. Have access to all the local programming you can stand. And at fmtalk1065.com. Be good to each other. Have a great week. And on behalf of the Roxbury Players, happy Easter. And we will see you soon.
Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.